Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome to a Friday where you're getting fisted.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Excited that you're here. In here. With us.
Deep. I was going to say, we need to figure out who did the sound effect for the soup. Isn't the soup the one that would be like, oh, yeah, we need to get that.
I can probably make it myself.
Unfortunately, I do actually think we could do that in-house.
Yes. Yeah. I just got to hear it. I'll probably mimic it pretty perfectly.
I love that. Well, we're going to be reading the results of last week's episode of, but am I wrong, episode 93. Look at us, how close we're getting up to 100.
I know.
It's wild.
But we'll get to 100.
What? No, I said it's wild.
Oh, it's wild. I thought you said why. And I was like,
damn, well, your attention span's getting even shorter, girl.
I know. Yeah, because the one that came out this week will be 95 then. Then Mean Girls will be 96.
It'll be here before we know it.
Mm-hmm. We just got to remember.
Yeah, that's actually going to be totally lost on me. I can actually promise you right now, I can guarantee that I won't remember.
I'll put it on my calendar.
You should be so proud of me. I tried to do the Google Calendar. It wasn't synced, though. I think I logged on to the wrong thing. But I did it. Because I was like, I don't want to bother her and ask her what time we're recording tomorrow. Like, I'm going to, like, run through the things that I do, that I'm supposed to do, that will, like, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just didn't work. But then we were talking about something else. And so I was like, what time are you, like, recording tomorrow?
I knew what you were doing.
I know. I just like to keep you on your toes. I just wanted to be like, ooh, you can never predict what I'm about to do next.
Why didn't you just go to calendar.google.com?
I think I did. But then I logged on. It was like, what calendar do you want to log on onto or like sync with? And I like clicked my email and then I was like, oh, this was
wrong. Then on the side, it's listed on the side. We're getting closer.
We are getting closer. Though I did see a TikTok that I deeply resonated with where they said this person was like, don't get rid of TikTok. Don't cancel TikTok. Cancel Google Sheets. Like, what the fuck do you mean we're having spreadsheets online? Like, that's crazy.
I love Google Sheets. I have so many Google Sheets. I do our accounting through Google Sheets that we do. I like it. It's better than the one that Apple has. I'll tell you that.
No, I know. He was comparing it to Excel. And Mont was like,
Excel is superior. So Excel is superior, but I'm not going to pay for it because you have to pay for it. The one that comes with Apple products is atrocious.
Couldn't even tell you what that is.
Sheets is the good in between.
I don't disagree with that. Like, people who hate Google Docs and they're like, Word is so much better. I go, I'm sorry, I wrote my entire book on Google Docs. And they were like, can we please actually do this on Word? And I was like, I'm so sorry, I can't. Like, I just can't do that right now.
You could have exported it to a Word doc, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't copy paste well. Like, you have to, like, reformat everything.
That's not your problem.
No, I know. That's what they did every time I would send new pages. But I think about that with the Google Calendar versus iCalendar. I go, one of these things is just a easy little app. But hey, I'll get there because you know what? I use Chrome on my phone now.
Great.
Because that was a you influence. And really what mm-hmm. sent me over the edge with that, where you were like, Megan, it will save all of the same bookmarks and the things that you frequent. Like, it'll autofill from your computer. It'll sync up there. And I went, okay, that's all I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. And I have the 411 app. So does Mott's.
Yep.
You're one of the biggest. Actually, you actually might be the biggest influencer in our home.
Great.
You're my personal biggest influencer.
I love that so much.
You could tell me jump off this bridge and I would be like, I don't even need a follow-up question. I would go, if she's jumping, I'll jump.
There's a reason.
Exactly. There's a reason. And I still need to make this TikTok. Nobody fucking steal this idea from me. I want to make a TikTok like talking about how in like movies, when people are like, they get back home to like their wife and kids, they pack up everything. We have to leave now. And they're like, what? What do you mean? And they're asking all these questions. I'm like, the way I would ask no fucking questions. And I would be like, got it. Pack up all my shit and just leave. Like, why would I waste time asking questions?
That's like, I don't know if you ever saw Shrill.
No, it's a good show. But I know it.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's fun. Her character, the main character, told her boyfriend it was time, they needed to go, and he had a go bag ready at the door.
No, that's like literally about to be me. Like, I just, if you don't trust your partner enough that if they came home and they said no explanation, we have to leave right now, if you need a follow-up question, that's not your person.
No, agree. It's like if I see a group of black people running in a direction, I'm going to also run.
As am I. My friend Maite did a TikTok about that where it was like, everyone running, she was like, it's crazy to me that people are just seeing that and then walking towards what they're running away from. She was like, if you see a group of black people running away, she goes, run with them towards where they're going.
Did you see that building that exploded from vape pens?
No.
There's one person that is running away from it at full speed, and people were like, that's the guy that did. I was like, there's literally debris falling from the sky. The other people that are looking and going, oh, what's going on? They're the idiots. This is the smart person that's getting the fuck away.
Yeah, this is someone who their descendants have been here for the longest because mm-hmm. fight, flight, freeze. They're like, we're flighting.
Yes.
And that's going to be the one that's most successful. Plus also the reaction time, all of it.
I don't have time to pull out my phone and record this. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yep. Well, anyways, shall we read the results?
Nothing to do with this.
No, it has nothing to do with it. That's fine, everyone. Hey, it's what we do here. Let's read the results. You are up first. I want you to know that this is a, like, what's the royalty-free version of images? Stock image. This is a stock image that I found. A child in a suitcase, and the suitcase is an airplane.
All right. It says, Melissa thinks that unless there is an emergency situation, flying with babies is selfish. Who is wrong? 43% said I was wrong. 57% said I was not wrong. It's about what I expected.
I was about to say, you haven't had like one of your intentionally controversial takes in a while. So I feel like this must have been satisfying for you.
It was. Someone said, another note on this that I don't think was mentioned, but Lord knows I've been wrong before, is that you're bringing an actual baby on a holiday. On top of everything Melissa discussed, the kid will not remember that one bit.
Yeah, I agree with that one. I always think about, Mons was talking about like child-free weddings, because we're like going to a wedding, and I was asking, I was like, oh, is like everyone coming or just your brother? And he was like, oh, I actually, ooh, I don't know, maybe it's a child-free wedding. Like, that would suck. And I was like, I don't think that your brother and his wife want to bring a four-year-old and a baby to, like, that's not fun for them. Like, they would rather have a babysitter in order to have it be at least a little bit of a vacation.
Yep.
You know, like, you're just parenting in a harder circumstance.
Someone said, as someone with babies, I understand where you're coming from, but it's illegal to put a baby in your check bag. So I don't know what else you'd expect a parent to do. Putting it in a check bag is terrible. I would never expect anybody to do that. I literally gave numerous examples of what you can do instead of flying. My expectations were in what I said.
And again, it's necessity based. Like, yes. This is like this. I mean, this is not necessity based. It's like you don't have to do this. And like the not having to do it means like, oh, I just like won't go to the funeral. It's not that. Right. It's like, oh, maybe we don't bring this child to a water park four states away.
I just had a flight yesterday and I was congested, which made my ears hurt so bad while we were landing. And I just kept thinking about Melissa's point here. And I was like, well, if I didn't agree with her before, I definitely do now. I already did, though.
Someone who's chronically plugged ears. Yeah.
Me too. Then someone said, though I love that Melissa has an empathetic take on this, I disagree. I'm sorry. As someone with a baby and family that lives quite a few states away, just think this is too nuanced a topic to generalize about. I know every baby is different, but mine is totally fine on the plane and his ears don't seem to bug him. We researched so much before his first flight and there are ways to help them get their ears pop. You just have to time it right to limit the discomfort as much as possible. He honestly cries more at the doctor when he gets shots or when he gets bored and wants a new toy to play with. He's not in pain, though, when he's playing with a toy. And if he is, that is something else to look into.
Maybe not a toy.
To see family for the holiday, spending the time alone at home or flying was the only option because babies can't be in their car seats for longer than 90 minutes at a time. I learned very quickly after having a baby that a lot of the opinions and assumptions I had about parenting before kids were pretty wrong.
I do want to dispute that there was like a not nuance in the take. Like, you know, we talked about, like, in this case, it sounds like your baby doesn't have any like major issue, like doesn't have issues with flying, like is totally content, is like not in pain doing all of that. And like it works like well for you, which was all included in your nuanced take, that it's like, right, we're talking about the babies that it does not go well for, and people still do that when it's not necessary. And the whole thing, I think we should, everyone remember, it's not just babies are in pain, but it's like, at least for me, I also think a lot of the time that this happens, that it's like, there becomes a default parent on the flight and that person's stressing out. And most of the time specifically in like cis heterosexual relationships, it's the mom, and it's a massive toll on them as well. So like,
Yep. On the plane that inspired this, both the babies that were screaming their heads off, the moms were standing in the aisle rocking them when they were supposed to be seated with their seatbelts on.
Yeah. That part also really stresses me out.
Me too.
Because it stresses me out for them. Because I know that how stressed out I am about it, the moms are so much more stressed out about it. But like, I just feel so bad. Yep.
And I don't know if that last part was like a jab at me because I don't have a child, but I did co-parent my niece until she was 5. So I do understand that.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Next up, another hot take. Megan thinks men shouldn't be doctors. Melissa, when I tell you I looked up all these men, because I said male doctors from Grey's Anatomy, and I'm looking at all of them, it feels like they specific. I know this show's about like doctors who fuck. It's like the young pope. It's like, get this, he's a pope, but he fucks. Mm-hmm. The fact that from what I could see, there's not a single male doctor with even salt and pepper hair. I was like, damn. We're getting real young. Is it supposed to be like that they're brand new doctors?
He did have salt and pepper hair. You might have got it like, I mean, it was like at his temples, but they were younger.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Because
the whole thing is
doctors?
Like he's not a younger doctor. He's like in his 40s.
Okay.
When the show starts.
He's petite, so hard to tell.
He's the People magazine's current hottest man alive, and I was like, y'all didn't get him when he was in his prime 20. When I say prime, I mean he's still like very attractive, but I just mean he hasn't really done anything. He quit Grey's Anatomy so he could go like race cars 10 years ago.
Did you see the interview? Because his wife pretty much said the same thing. She goes, why now? Like, you're like kind of washed up.
And his wife was I think she still might be, as a makeup artist. Yeah. Like that's how they met. So she like, you know, she's going to be real about this.
She's like, our skincare routine has changed because this man is getting washed up. So it's a little crazy, the timeline of it. I thought she was funny.
Yeah. But he is, when I saw this, I was like, if there is one man, male doctor that I would trust, it would be him. But other than that.
See, I was thinking of putting the hot one because I inherently don't trust people.
Which one?
What's his name? The one who's in everything. But he's got light eyes. And so that to me is all an automatic sign of distrust.
You're talking about Jesse Williams?
I almost said Jesse Metcalf. Jesse Williams, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesse Williams. I could never cross him out there just because, like, he is so beautiful. But truthfully, if he walked through my door and said, "Hi, I am your new doctor," I would say, "No, you're not." And I would find another doctor. Like,
I feel like your cardio doctor is hotter than him.
No. But the issue is there, because like he'd be like, "When was your last period?" I'd be like, "Oh my god, like why are you asking me questions?" Like I just couldn't do that. I'd just be like, "Okay, leave."
Him and Jesse's character, and then who they call McSteamy. So Derek is McDreamy, and then they have McSteamy. They're both plastic surgeons on the show. So like they were just like two beautiful humans who also like did plastic surgery, and people were like
that's perfect casting.
They would literally be in like a patient and be like, "No, I don't want them." So you're right on the money.
Yeah. No, and it seems like another win for Shonda. Like she knew what she was doing. Like that is actually like exactly what it is. Are they like trauma plastic surgeons or just all kind of plastic surgeons? Are
they doing titties? They're more trauma. They're okay. More. Yeah. I mean, they did do titties, but it was more, It wasn't like, it was like people, it was trauma because they work in the hospital all the time.
Yeah.
Not
that made sense. That's why it's
private practice. Yeah.
Okay, well, so no offense to whatever McMuffin this one is, but 13% said I was wrong. 87% said I was not wrong. And someone said, "Men that are doctors should only do paperwork. I'm disabled and so many doctor's appointments are paperwork related. It's honestly a waste of my doctor's time. It would be great if there was some guy that she could tell that I qualify for the program, benefit, etc., and that he has to fill out my doctor paperwork." And they said, also voted wrong on this one. I agree with that because every paperwork, like doctor that I, not paperwork doctor, anytime I've had to do like calling the front desk of like a doctor's specific office or like the specialist, someone who's having to like navigate like insurance and all of that stuff, they were lovely, lovely, lovely women, which I would go, "I don't know if you've been to medical school, but you should. And I would like for you to be my doctor," and swap, the other one could send the emails. Then we have, "I've torn my ACL twice now. Ouch. First reconstruction was seamless, was never in pain, recovered so well, invisible stitches that just disappear, and the scar healed so well. This surgery was with a woman surgeon. 2 weeks ago, I had my second reconstruction on the other leg. Doctor was rude, didn't even talk to my parents in person after performing the surgery, only called them, put 42 staples in my leg and 3 extra large incisions without even notifying me. I was under the impression it was stitches until I was told to take the bandage off 5 days later, where I unwrapped it and saw my leg stapled together. Jump scare. To say the least. And it was the most painful thing I've ever experienced. This one was a male doctor, of course. This experience was the worst I've ever had, and the doctor had no sympathy, and I hate men, and I've had so many breakdowns because I didn't go home from college to get the surgery done with the original female doctor." I hate that for you. Someone said, "Even before Megan's reasoning, I agreed, LOL. I finished listening to Megan's Wrong of the Week fuming. I said this to my uncle, a doctor, and he was genuinely confused, further proving this point." This one I love. "They're obviously too emotional to handle this amount of decision making," which I agree. And like the vast majority of experience I've had with male doctors, it's like, and this is why men shouldn't be president.
I texted you one because she had sent it, and then I looked at it because I screenshot it, but I didn't like read it because I was saving it for this. And then she got nervous because she thought that we thought it was too
like
much.
Left on
and so
scene.
She unsent it, and I was like, what's up? And then she was like, "I just got nervous, but you can read it."
For anyone, if we like read it and we don't like say anything, like sometimes we'll go and like we'll click and we'll like them, but a lot of the times like we'll just read it on the podcast. So for anyone, like I didn't even think about it, but that would also make me nervous.
Yeah.
Okay. "I had a lot of questionable encounters with male doctors, with the man that finally, after years of trying to get them to listen to me and try not to blame it on my various psychological issues and disorders, illnesses, diagnosed with EDS, was actually amazing. He acknowledged that a lot of older doctors don't even know what it is, and that a lot of doctors like to blame things on mental illness and then not take them seriously or even treat them. His notes in the chart were spot on too. He was part of a minority though. I'd say white cis men shouldn't be doctors, maybe." That wholeheartedly. But a huge trigger warning for this one, for suicidal ideation, psychiatric hospital, and treatment against one's will. Once I was in a psych ward section so I couldn't go home, and a male doctor came in and asked me why I didn't follow the treatment plan and what I wanted. When I responded that I wanted to die, he told me that I should just go home and kill myself because I wasn't allowed to die there. So he was going to discharge me tomorrow so that I could do that, because if I didn't want to follow the treatment plan, there was no point in me being there. Again, big, big, big trigger warning. Holy.
Whoa. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I just... Oh. This shit makes me so fucking mad. I traveled to Fiji in December for a month-long internship. The last week of my trip, I became violently ill. The worst fever, sweats, hallucinations, rash. The sickest I ever felt. A week later, I started having crippling migraines, had constant nausea, was vomiting, and couldn't eat. I saw a male doctor upon returning home who told me I had, quote-unquote, Fiji belly. I knew something was more was wrong, and I tried to explain, but he didn't listen. Saw another male practitioner 2 days later who told me I was most likely having a hormone-related migraine attack. Because, of course, I am a woman. Mind you, both of those doctors checked if I was pregnant first before doing anything. 3 weeks later, I was still so sick. I'd lost so much weight because I couldn't eat, and what I did eat, I would throw up, and I was so sick I couldn't exercise, drive, or go to work for full days. It took a third doctor a month after this who began to send me for blood tests and diagnose me with dengue fever. Holy fuck. I had all the obvious symptoms and had been somewhere it's contractible, but because I'm a woman, they're more concerned with if I was pregnant or if it was hormone related. The second doctor also heard me say I have no appetite and I'm vomiting up anything I eat, and really clung on to that one. I had to insist that it's abnormal for me to not want to eat food, and this wasn't voluntary behavior when he asked further. In conclusion, Megan is not wrong, because men suck and men with an ego are even worse. And I bet a man would have heard another man's symptoms and diagnosed him with dengue fever on the first try.
Same. I know somebody that this happened to in real life, too. Holy shit. They went to the same place.
Damn. I'm assuming this person voted that I was wrong, because then they said I said this because of the medical staffing crisis. LOL. That's fine. That's a fine vote. My cousin's fiance is a surgeon. He is one of the most self-serving people on the planet. He can fix a bowel, but empathy, compassion, respect, not a chance. I also have my sister-in-law's brother-in-law is a, like, straight up brain surgeon. When I tell you, I was like, what was your childhood like? Because I've never met a more personable, compassionate, kind, empathetic, like hilarious man. And then I did find out that he paid for a lot of medical school being a DJ, like, and not like a cool DJ, like a college, like dorky DJ. And I was like, maybe this is what this was. But like, I was shocked at this point. I'm like, maybe I should just call him and ask him to like find me other doctors. Someone said, Megan is not wrong based on her experience, Avi, but I've had some great male doctors and know that they're working for women, but all these jackasses Megan saw should have their credentials revoked. I do want to say that, like, I have had good male doctors. I've also had bad women who are bad doctors who are women. So like but I do think that, like, to kind of be like, oh, not all, this falls into a not all men category, because the reason why these male doctors are treating us poorly is because we're women. Like that's why, and specifically because they're men. They treat mm-hmm. other people, but if you're not a cis het white man, but specifically not presenting that way, they will treat you so differently. And like that is a result of that's the result of, like, yes, their ego and narcissism and all of that, but it's like that is a part of the patriarchy. So the whole, like, not all men does fall into this category. And I've had like great success with, I have an older male doctor who's a specialist, who's like really great and super nice. And I have another one who's like my general practitioner who is super nice, and he's a gay guy. And I was like, at this point, I'm like, I just need both of you to talk to each other to figure out what other doctors to send me to. And just be a little more discerning in that. Mm-hmm. This is another trigger warning, mention of anorexia. I had a male doctor say to me that my eating disorder wasn't serious until I was no longer getting my period. Ugh.
And again, that goes back to they care when something about reproductive comes up.
And yeah, so lots of people have had, I've like shared it on a post on our static one, and then that lots of people have had these experiences too, which is horrible.
There was one more that just came in too.
Oh. I agree that cis men shouldn't be doctors, but I think that trans men would have been a really great perspective to bring to the medical field. Oh, wholeheartedly. I implicitly mm-hmm. trust trans men and women, like an expert in it, like 100%. Like that to me is like, if we're going to have biases, I have biases towards trans men and women, lesbians. Like I'm like, when you have been at the hand of patriarchy in a way, and black women, when you've been at the hand of patriarchy in a much more heavy-handed way than I am at the receiving end of that, like, and you've gotten all over all of those hurdles to achieve being a professional in any sense, I'm like, I want to hear from you. I want to I trust you. Mm-hmm. So yes, I agree with that. Oh, it's getting me riled up again. Someone tagged me on TikTok, someone who finally also had been waiting months to get a rheumatologist appointment, and like years, how it was like the worst ever. And their partner is a doctor and like just had to argue with the rheumatologist the whole time.
That's so messed up.
And it seems to be, it's every time it's a woman, it's like, oh, it's fight or flight. Like, it's just anxiety. You're fine.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right. And then we have writer number one versus friend with bad breath. Who is wrong? 26% said the writer is wrong. 74% said the writer is not wrong. I gotta say, I disagree with this.
Which part do you disagree with?
The writer should tell their friend.
What did the writer say they wanted to do?
Would it be wrong
if I didn't tell my friend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wonder if people realize that that's what it was. I could have written this better. I was a little... I made these, and Melissa knows. I made these to post because Melissa was like, hey, post it. And I was like, oh, we got it. And then they just sat on my phone and I forgot to post them. And so I did it like very quickly to try and get as many votes as possible because I posted them at night. But yeah, that was probably on me on the phrasing of it. Or maybe people did disagree because some people said like, yeah, writer is wrong if they don't say anything.
Writer should tell the friend. Writer is wrong if they don't say anything. I forgot how it was phrased on the episode. Okay, that was it.
There's one, you got to tell the friend, but especially if the group is talking about it. That I so agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm going to talk about you behind your back, it's because I've either or usually, if I care about you, it's because I've already said it to your face. If I don't care about you, it's because I'd be fine saying it to your face.
Yep.
Then we have writer number two versus moving away from a messy roommate. From a messy's roommate. That was my bad as well. 8% said the writer is wrong. 92% said the writer is not wrong.
The writer did write in.
Hey, I'm the writer who moved her roommate stuff. I did message her soon after I did it, and she was totally fine with me moving her stuff. Like I said, she was super apologetic and is just a really messy person. We don't have any tolerance for food being left out, so we never bothered waiting and just cleaned up after her. I was definitely ready to say something about how lazy and kind of rude it was, but we've spent less time together in the last few months than when we've lived in different cities. It was hard to reach out because it started to feel like almost a weird power dynamic. She made no effort to ever reach out to me unless she needed something, and I'd been missing my friend. But the other day, she messaged out of the blue to tell me she decided to end our lease in 2 months. Whoa. My boyfriend and I were planning on leaving in the fall anyway, but we're looking forward to the summer, and this has stressed us out a lot, and a move pushes back a lot of life/career path decisions we were going to make. It will also stress me out more financially. Her making this unilateral decision indicated to me that she's not just sometimes forgetful, she can be completely inconsiderate, and I'm not sure how to move forward with our friendship, TBH. Thank you for the laughs, though. This week was really stressful, and my boyfriend and I have a running joke that we live in her glorified storage unit. And the baby clothes, she works with small children, but it still doesn't really explain baby clothes. So I'm not sure, to be honest. It will just be one of life's great mysteries. Thanks again. Her making that unilateral decision, like, I would just make sure that check to see like what your lease says, if she can like do that. And or also, even depending on what your lease says, even if you signed your lease, if like that's not like what the housing laws are in your city or your state, that's void at that point. Like if it says that, oh, that one person can move out without paying the security deposit or whatever, because at that point, if you're moving out and you're going to break the lease and you're going to like leave early while you're still in that lease, it's a courtesy to tell the other people. So you could try and find a replacement roommate, but it should be on her.
Yep.
So like, I think you should be able to leave in the fall if you have the option to, or schedule a trip, you know? So like, have it be so you're like a summer trip or something, so you don't have to actually move in the summer. Like, you could either move a little, like you could do something like that before that. So if you had like fun things you wanted to do, you know, like you could move in before, like, but that sucks. Roommates are triggering. Okay. Oh, it's your nom.
Then we have Judge Robert Adrian. 96% said the judge is wrong. 4% said the judge is not wrong. I don't believe we had anyone write in about it.
Then we have my wrong of the week. I nominated Kellogg's. 96% said Kellogg's is wrong. 4% said they're not wrong. Someone said, which like, I was like, is this really what this means? Oh, accidentally hit not wrong, but he most certainly is. It's giving let them eat cake vibes. And that makes me realize that I need to watch Marie Antoinette.
I saw people saying that on TikTok too.
Of course, I really do think we need to talk. Like, it's not being talked about more. That, like, of course, this is the man who is behind the Special K diet. So, like, of course, we ended up here. He's been trying to get you to eat cereal for dinner all the time.
I'm happy that now so many people on TikTok are making cereal recipes, because that's something I can get into. You know, that's something for me.
I was going to say, do you remember when people were doing, not people, but like the companies, the cereal bars were like a big thing. So like Rice Krispie Treats with other kinds of cereal. Uh-huh. That to me is the best thing in the world, because Rice Krispie Treats are the only thing they're good for. And I'm not a fan of Rice Krispies in general. They're just too small, too airy.
I don't like the way that they feel on my tongue because they're popping.
I feel the same way. I feel the exact, they're a very precarious texture. And also, I'm not good with things that in my mouth so quickly lose their texture and kind of disintegrate. Like, that icks me out, kind of like cotton candy. And I find that with,
I hate cotton candy too.
Yeah. I find that with like the very like airy, ricey popped things like that. But when you could have like a cereal bar and you got like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch in there, I was like,
oh, I love
superior.
Those. I love those.
It's got a little bite to it.
I did see somebody also on TikTok making like homemade Star Crunches, which are my favorite Little Debbie snack. And I was like, ooh, this looks great. I'm going to make it, because they've changed the flavor and they taste very waxy now.
Ugh.
And so I was like, I'm 100% making these at some point.
Whoa. Is there a filling or are they just the flat?
It's like a mixture of chocolate and caramel. Like the whole, it's throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
With Rice Krispie treats.
It's so funny when you Google it, it is a mix of those and people performing the ab exercise, a star crunch.
Oh, I hate that exercise so much.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, these look, I could see how a processed version of this would not taste well. To me, these would taste like the packaging that they're in.
Yeah, they used to be really good and now they're awful. And they're also smaller than they used to be.
I think that's my biggest issue with Rice Krispie. Like things that are that airy, they don't have much flavor. And so like they taste like whatever they're packaged in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
And your adventure of Star Crunches. That's it. Those are the results.
Hope you enjoyed. Join us on Monday for Don't Blame Me. Tuesday for See You Next Tuesday. And then Thursday for But Am I Wrong? It's going to be a good time.
Yeehaw.
Goodbye.
Bye.
We'll touch base later.